Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I'm Deeksha Saxena, and now we'll have a discussion on combating digital frauds. And to talk more on this, we are delighted to be joined by Dr. Anoop Girdhar, cybersecurity expert. Dr. Girdhar, welcome to Akashwani News.
Thank you so much.
Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah delivered a keynote address at the National Conference on Tackling Cyber-Enabled Frauds in the National Capital today. The key objective of the conference is to build a shared understanding on the scale, trends and evolving nature of cyber-enabled frauds in India. So, Dr. Girdhar, as we step into the discussion, cybersecurity is more relevant today than ever, and almost more than 85% of households in India are now connected to internet, and the cybersecurity incidents are on a rise, which is very natural. So, in your opinion, what steps have been taken by the government to deal with the rising incidents of cyber frauds?
You have a very valid point, and as you said, our Home Minister Amit Shah ji, they explained the real sensitivity of this particular issue. So the concern is, if the internet usage is rising up, that means the demand of the digital assets, digital data is there. Today we are in data era, and no one can get into the involvement of all the existing models. So we have to connect with that. That is why Government of India took a lot of initiatives. Especially, you must have seen the awareness issues. So that is one of the problem for the public, that how to deal with the cybercrime. And for that, they have portals like cybercrime.gov.in, where in case any incident being occurred and any type of cybercrime being involved or being held, so we can report. So it's not only one way, but other way in case of any financial frauds being committed. So for that, again, we can report to that portal. Otherwise, there is a direct line, hotline, that is 1930, has already been initiated by Government of India. That is very quite often, and hope you must have seen in the previous months, the moment you are going to make a call, that was not a ringtone. That was, again, the awareness message in case of any cyber fraud, please connect to 1930. So that awareness kind of activity is being taken care of by the government. Already, I connected to law enforcement agencies, so I have seen the insight. Frequent trainings are going on for all the investigating officers. All the top officers are involved to deliver some cases, and they are indulged into those cases with the mock drill sort of things are going on with them. A proper trainings to be given that how to handle the certain cases, sophisticated cybercrime cases. So that is to be taken care of by the enforcement agencies. For government assets, there is a special department. Already, if you know, in according to IT Act 2008 amendments, you must have seen the CERTAIN was one of the body, computer emergency response team taken care of by Ministry of IT. Apart from that, now we have NCIIPC, okay, which is taking care for the government infrastructures, that how to handle all those things. All the dedicated services are being provided. And again, you can take a look on NIC, National Informatics Center, who take care for all the information, all the data, domains, IP, traffics. So that is to be already mitigated, controlled. For intermediaries, that is another stake. Telcos, fintechs, they are also being aware, and they are already have a lot of regulations being introduced under IT Act, and that information is already being circulated to various intermediaries so that they can interact, they know what type of challenges are there, and as and when being reported by the government or law enforcement, they are supposed to answer their query at the earliest.
Okay.
Generally, I would say 72 hours is a spam of time like they will take for each case. Somehow, depending upon what is their the sensitivity of the case. It is mandatory now for every organization. Hardly matters whether it is a school, college or university, whatever the courses are there. It is mandatory for them at least to give some cyber awareness to the students so that they'll be aware what they are doing. So these are the already initiatives being taken care of. Generally, I used to say to stop the hacker is to think like one. Government is also taking that initiative. They are already onto it, which is the best part.
The Home Minister, while addressing the gathering today, spoke at length about the cyber crime and the efforts of the governments. Let's first listen to his words.
Gruh Mantralay, Swatantra Roop Se, I4C, Rajya Ki Police, CBI, NIA, ED, Dur Sanchar Vibhag, बैंकिंग सचिवालय आईटी मिनिस्ट्री, आरबीआई और न्यायपालिका, ये सभी साइबर अपराध को कम करने के लिए और रोकने के लिए संभवतः सभी प्रयास कर रहे हैं। जब तक अलाइन नहीं करते हैं, संरेखित नहीं करते हैं, हम इच्छित परिणाम प्राप्त नहीं कर सकते। और मुझे विश्वास है कि सीबीआई और आई4सी का ये अनेक सत्रों में बटा हुआ प्रयास और सरकार के सारे विभागों को अलाइन करने में, उनके प्रयासों को संरेखित करने में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाएगा।
डॉक्टर गिरधर, इनफैक्ट एज यू स्पोक एट लेंथ अबाउट व्हाट इनिशिएटिव्स द गवर्नमेंट इज टेकिंग टू डेटर द साइबर क्रिमिनल्स टू इंडल्ज इनटू मिलिशियस एक्टिविटीज, सो हियर आई वुड ऑल्सो लाइक टू मेंशन दैट द बजट दिस ईयर इट हैज बीन इंक्रीज टू 790 crores. सो the government also understands the need to increase money to equip the infrastructure and other materials to stop cyber crime in India. So what is your opinion on this?
I'll tell you what. Already I have seen many government departments are still not equipped with that level of technology, and many enforcement departments also need to be upgraded. So that upgradation is the one part which is required, because today we are not starting from a new go, like we want security or something and we need equipments. Already equipments are there. So whatever the budget already been involved and the equipments being already installed for cyber investigation, it is there. But now still we are facing a lot of challenges. So government need to invest more money, and we need a specific type of areas for innovation, for upgradation, versioning, and as the, you know, the volume and the velocity of the crime which is increasing from the different angles of the spams, like spam call centers and all that. So how to mitigate all those things, accordingly that budget need to be incorporated. You will talk, in my opinion, even I feel I prefer, like, you can see very soon whatever the security equipments being deployed, we'll talk like the concept called cryptography. So it is already threatening that if quantum systems are there, they can easily bypass cryptographic algorithms and we can decode it quite easily. So decryption is quite possible. So the concern is, if we really want to stop the hackers, again to think like them, we need similar kind of infrastructure, because quantum is available on the cloud. Any user can take a services if you will make some payments from the cloud servers. You can execute your applications through that channel and you can get the results. Already new technologies has already been augmented, like blockchain, if you'll talk about, for transactional models and other. So we need similar kind of setup to be increased. Obviously, all the departments, given their requirements and accordingly, the budget need to be decided. And, you know, a lot of challenges are there. So obviously that. But yes, as per the policies, the things which are going on, whatever the budget we have, at least we can start. We can initiate.
We'll come back to the event today, which the Home Minister today launched the State Cyber Crime Coordination Center. And I would also like you to explain briefly what I4C is and what its role is and what State Cyber Crime Coordination Center will do.
The best part, like, this is a kind of a bridge between government and the, you can say, at least the public, or you can say the corporate, and real-time crimes which being coming across. So that becomes kind of one of the front end. So I4C is one of the best, I would say, and they are doing great. I've seen personally and going through with the various different challenges. They are giving awareness programs. They are handling certain tasks. So that is what, like, the initial level, at least. So government would not directly want to enroll with the public dealings and also, at least the I4C is one of the best platform where you can find and place their reporting model. They have a good staff who take cares for such kind of things, and they will to create a bridge between government investigations and to the common problem statements, whatever is going on. So this is the best practice, which is the way it is. You can say, take it like a, it's like a edge to edge. So state to state, whatever the state level problems are there, we need I4C for that state level. And then we need a centralized, or at least a semi-centralized model, to incorporate all the problem statements generated by the cyber related and cyber issues.
In fact, here I would like to draw your attention to Unified Payments Interface, UPI. Everybody is using UPI. UPI and the use of it is on the rise in India. And so is the fraudsters' activity on UPI as well. So are there any initiatives that have been taken by the government to tackle fraudsters from misusing UPI?
Yeah, very valid and very great question, I would say, because the best part of Indian techie systems and adapted even by other countries, that is UPI. Mm. So one of the best model of India, which is UPI. So the concern is, as cashless transactions being going on, any transaction to be taken care and it is to be recorded by the banking system. So all recorded, all measured in a proper way. So for UPI fraud detection, government already initiated many, even Supreme Court judgments also there, if you will just find out. Because today what happened, if any fraudulent transaction being committed and victim report, now there is a concept like time sensitivity is the issue. If we'll report, means according to the government, if you make any payment via UPI and you feel that's a fraudster who take your money and some, even you paid to unknown number or incorrect number, or you while typo there is an error, so you make some payment to someone else and that person is not returning back, or some such issues are there, so immediately that dispute need to be reported to 1930. That is first part. Initial, for a victim, they have to start like this. Second, they have to report immediately to their bank, or all these fintech apps or non-financial banking apps like Paytm's and Google Pay and all that, so that they'll identify this is what being done and their UPI, the where the funds being transferred, their account to be freezed within fraction of hours. So that is the best practice. So immediately there is a reporting portal taken care by the, all the fintechs and banking systems. So the moment you report, they'll immediately freeze their amount. So the according to the Supreme Court judgments and various other things, that the amount, whatever is being transferred, that much amount need to be freeze, rest of the amount and the entire account should not be freeze. That is a first kind of a verdict. At least the people who are facing such challenges, they should be aware of. Now, how to resolve this dispute? The best practice, if you got some intimation from your banks that your account being freezed for so and so fraudulent transaction, immediately the first step is we need to report to the bank, go to your bank branch, talk to bank manager, ask them, give me in writing that which police station or any cyber cell in India who reported and they requested to freeze my account. So you will get the information from where that dispute being raised.
Okay.
First. So the moment you got it, immediately now what you need to do, you need to give your statement. You have to give it in the writing that this is not being taken care of and this is not a fraudulent or whatever, with evidences. That suppose somebody gave you the services and for that you must have some bills, invoices. So you have to raise those invoices with all the transaction details and you have to give it all those details to the law enforcement. Talk to their IOs. Those IOs will take care of your case, and if they feel something is good, immediately they'll generate a NOC. But in case still the things were not resolved, you can involve some advocates, go to the court, show your details over there, the notice, and again the there is a judgment or a verdict being issued by the courts that you can go and unfreeze those accounts, and that goes to the police. Police will immediately raise the NOC, and that NOC given to the bank, your account get unfreezed. So this is the way, this is a procedure how government is presently taking care of. Only the problem is it is time taken, time sensitivity. So first, victim need to think about the time sensitivity, that you have to report at earliest as possible. Second, the process should be clear. What is the real process? Then third, how to get resolved and how to get back with your banking and all.
Listeners, in the coming days, we'll keep discussing how the cyber crime is being tackled by the efforts of the government. Listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and also on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for your kind invitation. And it's a really a valuable discussion and the valuable topics which you have taken care of. And that's a need of an hour. Thank you. Thank you for inviting. It's indeed a pleasure.
Spotlight.